Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Asher Francis from Team Bath. Asher, firstly, let's have a look at the importance of keeping Tash, Sophie and Lily May.
Yeah, so I think it was kind of key after we'd been through a year of what we were trying to do to look at who'd kind of committed, thrown themselves in, wanted to be a part of it, and also making sure that, yeah, we had a core group of players that kind of knew what everything was about. So it was really key to try and, from what we'd learned about players, retain the ones that we wanted to retain and make sure that we have a really good core group who kind of know what it's all about to help push forward in this next season and seasons to come.
Maybe second year, the four-year plan?
Yeah, so moving into our second year, yeah, I think, you know, last year they're probably thinking, oh, she'll give up on this soon. I think, no, I'm serious. Oh. This is how we're gonna do things. So yeah, we're kind of a year wiser myself as well, you know, having learned a lot about the players, about myself, think the players as well. So yeah, it should be, I feel, probably an easier transition into this year, people knowing what the expectations are and how we're going to do things. And then it'll be about embedding those new players and showing them how things work here and getting them on board.
Dean will be joining you in that leadership and coaching group as well. So is she refreshed after Netball World Cup?
Yeah, so she's definitely earned her downtime. So we've seen her just in little bits for, you know, media bits. But yeah, I think she'll be refreshed, invigorated. You know, she does coaching with the Giants already over in London. I think it's kind of a good progression for her, you know, learn a new skill set. And she's already got lots of the qualities that you need. And it's brilliant to have someone who's almost that segue between coaches and players. So she'll kind of be living on both sides. So her knowledge will be invaluable. And yeah, she's looking forward to it.
What kind of tournament do you think she had?
It's tough. I think it's tough to go to a squad that's perhaps, you know, like in the lower half of the rankings compared to having gone with someone like England. But I think her and Sasha, you know, they definitely played with the, you know, the excitement and the flair, the way that they always play. And it was good to see them out on the court because we hadn't seen them at a World Cup before with England. So I think, you know, fair play to them that they've gone out there with one of their, you know, home nations and had a good time. I think she did really well. And same with Sasha. I think they both did brilliantly.
It was quite online. The average age of the side is 24.
Yeah.
You need that experience to work alongside the younger elements of the team as well?
Yes. We're still quite young. But I think we definitely have a few in there that have got some more experience. But in terms of, I still think we're relatively fresh in terms of our Super League experience. But it's great that they're a young group that are learning it together, you know, having to learn quickly. We've got some of that knowledge in, you know, like a Tash who's had a couple of seasons, a Beth who's had a couple of seasons. But yeah, you know, age is but a number, so we'll just have to make sure we learn again quickly this season. And they've got a season behind them now, lots of them exposed to it, you know, for long periods of time across multiple games, so we should be much wiser than we were last season.
People like Lisa and Sloan as well moved to the UK. Did the vast history of Bath and just what they managed to achieve as a franchise need much explaining to them? What were they like when the approach to come and join you was made?
Sloan actually got in touch with us and I'd got in touch with Lisa. I think, you know, there is some knowledge around franchises and what's going on in England, but perhaps not quite as much as what, you know, what you would like, as is we're quite, you know, we know a lot about SSN and ANZ and everything that's going on there. But I think the important part around the conversations was those two was around sort of my philosophy being authentic around what's important to me and how I'm going to be building my squad. And both of those players seem to find things that resonated with them and how they wanted to be coached, how they wanted to play. And I think that was really key in finding people who have similar values, similar ways that they want to do things. So that was really key. And it was really exciting having those conversations with those players and hearing them be excited about the way we wanted to do things at Bath.
But it's important that Super League continues to attract international players, isn't it? I mean, it'd be nice if they all turned up at Bath and the restriction wasn't there. But yes, just when you look at some of the initial signings as well, again, it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I do. I do think that, you know, adding the international players does bring excitement. There's a different way that they play. They bring different backgrounds. They've had, you know, different upbringings. I think about Caroline when she came to join us. She was one of the most humble and grateful, hardworking people I've ever met. And I was thinking, please, can some of this rub off onto people, you know, who've had a bit of an easier life, really, than what she's had. But I think, yeah, it definitely brings excitement. I do think we need to be mindful. I know that some people may think differently, but the restriction, I think, is relatively okay in terms of making sure that we still are bringing up, you know, English players and making sure that we have the development coming through on us. You know, you look at New Zealand and they felt like they tipped too far one way and now they've completely cut out, you know, they're even stricter than we are. But I do think it does bring that global interest to have players from all sorts of different nations be playing in our league. They bring a different style. Like I say, they bring different attributes to the game. So it's great to see lots of different nations represented in the Super League, for sure.
Speaking of new signings as well, a lot of league fans, a lot of fans of Team Bath would be really pleased to see Emma Barry part of 2024.
Yeah, there was a lot of noise around Emma, which is great. especially when Sirens has obviously said, like, you know, there's a few of their players that were going and where she's going to end up. You know, Emma was someone that, you know, we'd watched and, you know, you'd seen her have that initial sort of burst onto the scene and then perhaps had, some difficulties in the past few seasons in terms of court time and other things that she's working through. So it's brilliant for her to want to step out of her comfort zone, move from home and come and live in Bath, which is an entirely foreign place to her. But it will be great. You know, she's going to come here and hopefully, you know, that little bit of change of environment could just give her the opportunity, a shift and something that she's looking for. And I'm really hoping that she thrives in this environment with us, for sure.
How about what somebody like Phoebe and Ellie can bring to your side? I mean, we spoke to Phoebe last season, but it's maybe going to be another season of growth and development.
Yeah, well, Phoebe is someone who I'm really excited about. Same with Ellie. They're both fearless. So when they, you know, that first game that Phoebe had, she looked a little bit tentative and, you know, a little bit unsure. And then she's had three games now where she was exposed. And that final game we saw her in the Thunder match, she epitomized everything that we want to do about being fearless, attacking the game. And she's relentless. She is incredibly fit and she will work incredibly hard for the team, and she is a brilliant ambassador for the way that we want to play. Ellie, less known, but she's very similar. Like, she is fit as anything. She runs and does crazy things like ultra marathons and all this stuff. But fitness was one of the things that I looked at and felt like, oh, we were a bit off the pace at times last season. So I think she's going to be a really key. And yeah, she came into training sessions last season, ruffled a few feathers, and I just really loved the way she got stuck in. So it's really important that we reward those things if that's what we're looking for. And I think she's going to bring a lot of competitiveness and fire to the squad this year.
Going to be stepping out on court next season in a bit of a refreshed kit from Flyhawk. So you're teasing us already with those zip tops. Can't wait to see the kit. But what's it like to work with Steph and the team? Obviously, that's all they do.
Yeah, so it was our netball manager, Alicia. Steph came to university at Bath and actually played netball with myself and with Alicia, who was on previous netball manager, who's now left us. But
there'll be photos somewhere, is there?
Yeah, there will be photos somewhere for sure, for sure. We like to think of Steph as a Bath girl. but yeah, it was great because I think what's really wonderful is not only, you know, the kit and the product that we'll get because that's what they make and it's bespoke. I think it's also talking to Steph about what we're going through, what our journey is, what our vision is. And she seemed to really understand that. So when she presented the kit and had her taglines for us, I think it was just, you could see that there was a real partnership about somebody who really understood and really got what it was you were trying to do. And that's going to be sort of enveloped in our kit and what it looks like as well. So yeah, I'm super excited. The girls, they didn't know. So we held it close to our chest for a while. And then when we told them, they were also extremely excited. So I think, yeah, I mean, we've saw what they did for Pulse. Extremely jealous, sat here going, wow, that stuff looks really great. The product, you know, there's a real care behind the product and what it looks like. And I think that's also invaluable to have working with somebody who really cares about what it is that they're trying to do. And they are also trying to push forward netball, women's sport and all of that kind of thing. So it's a great partnership to have.
And finally, just what are you looking forward to in 2024? I know it's a mile off, but maybe the game v Rhinos with Jeeva back in the country or just getting the fans back at home.
Yeah, I mean, you say it's far away, but no doubt it will come round quicker than anticipated. But yeah, I'm looking forward to having the fans back in the arena. I'm looking forward to having the girls back in training and really seeing what we can do as a squad this season. There's all sorts of exciting players, like you say, that to come up against, and that'll be great to see, you know, what they can do and how we can fare against the caliber of players that are in the league. I'm excited to say hi to Jill McIntosh. She also coached a little bit in Singapore when I played for Singapore. So I didn't get to see her last season. So I'd like to say hi to her. but yeah, I think
it's just things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's great for the profile of the sport. But I think really, yeah, it would just be great to sort of get stuck into doing and being in the sport that you love. That would be the best part.
Asha, thank you very much. And in the meantime, speak soon.
Yeah, take care and I'll speak to you soon.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.